So let's dive into this fascinating campaign spending saga. The Oprah situation is particularly interesting. Her company received a cool $1 million while maintaining she wasn't paid personally. That's some creative accounting gymnastics right there.
It's like when your kid says they didn't eat the cake, but their face is covered in frosting. But seriously, the distinction between personal payment and company payment is quite the convenient loophole.
And then we have this incredible podcast studio investment, six figures for what essentially amounts to a fancy Zoom setup. Talk about production value overkill.
Right? They could have bought a ring light and a decent microphone from Amazon for under $100. But no, they went full Hollywood. I guess when you're spending other people's money, why not go big?
The Ruby Red Iowa prediction has to be my favorite part. That's like being absolutely convinced your pet goldfish is going to win a marathon.
The confidence is almost admirable. Speaking of bold claims, how about that never smoked or drank declaration? It's such a random flex in a conversation about campaign finances. Then there's the Al Sharpton company payment situation. $500,000 before an endorsement. Just a totally random coincidence, I'm sure.
About as coincidental as rain on the day you wash your car. The timing there is just chef's kiss perfect.
The whole thing reads like a masterclass in overconfidence meets reality. It's actually kind of impressive how long they maintained that certainty bubble. True. It's like they were playing Monopoly with real money. Pass go, collect $1 million, give it to Oprah's company.
The way they handled these financial decisions reminds me of a kid with their first credit card. Everything seems like a good idea at the time.
Until the bill comes due. But hey, at least they got a really nice podcast studio out of it. Maybe they can rent it out for wedding recordings now. And just as hard to explain. In conclusion, this might be the most expensive lesson in reality checking I've ever seen. And sometimes a $1 million studio still can't make your message resonate. Maybe they should have spent some of that money on a crystal ball instead.